This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are reports today that one of the biggest athletic doping investigations ever could be coming to a head. Major League Baseball is said to be on the verge of suspending several players linked to a Florida clinic that allegedly supplied them with performance-enhancing drugs. These aren't your average players, and these wouldn't be your typical suspensions. They could last 100 games, about two-thirds as long as the regular season. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports now on what that might mean for the business of America's pastime.
So let's take a look at the Milwaukee Brewers, whose star player Ryan Braun could be among those suspended. They want him real bad. How bad?
The Brewers are committed to paying him $145 million through 2020.
That's Pat Risch, an economist at Webster University. Braun has denied he doped, but what would happen if, bam,
strike three,
he's out?
The short-term financial impact is going to be largely limited.
David Carter runs the USC Sports Institute. Revenue from TV rights, corporate sponsorships, and season ticket sales is already locked in, he says. But if this drags into next season due to the appeals process, the outlook would be different. Howie Magner is editor of Milwaukee Magazine.
You're lessening your chances to win games, and not nearly as many people are going to show up to the ballpark.
Without Braun, the Brewers would lose star appeal and revenue, leading to possible payroll cuts and a downward spiral, Magner says. So far this year, the Brewers have struggled, but fans are still turning up to see Braun. David Carter at USC says baseball fans are loyal to the sport, if not the player.
I don't know that fans are really shocked anymore. They really just want to attend the ballgame.
And a suspension would save the Brewers the portion of Braun's multi-million-dollar salary while he sits out. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.